Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, June 18th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're looking out on a beautiful day here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and today, once again, we want to share a word of encouragement with you. Today's message is titled, Retaining the Knowledge of God. The scripture text is Romans 1, verse 28.
Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done.
Well, I have a photo up on the site today I took at our home Bible study last week. I stood up and took the photo while my fellow brothers and sisters were unaware. I'm blessed by observing their attention to the scriptures.
It's a scene that still takes place regularly all over the world. It may be in a local church as the pastor stands behind the sacred pulpit and faithfully provides exposition of God's word, and the people listen with attention. It may be in a home or small group Bible study such as ours. It may be within the family devotion setting, or it may be in your own individual Bible study that you give full attention to God's holy word.
Next week, we anticipate visiting with Bill and Lucy Mosbarger and their family in St. Mary's, Pennsylvania. They were the last couple I married in my pastoral role in their church in December 1992. Early in their marriage, they established a custom of family Bible reading and devotions. I asked Bill a couple days ago when I called him if they still maintained that spiritual discipline, and was heartened when he replied, yes. He and Lucy are making a diligent effort to see that their family receives and retains the knowledge of God.
Today's text is a powerful verse from a very powerful book. Of course, the whole Bible is powerful, but Romans provides a particular depth in understanding the human condition and scope of redemption. In seeking to understand and discern the current world situation and the immense falling away from godly standards, we've been doing a lot of pondering from this verse. It explains a lot.
There are those who diligently seek and find it immensely worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God. They study the scriptures and seek to live by them. They realize the supreme call to this simple proverb that states, "Above all else, guard your heart. For it is the wellspring of life." Retaining the knowledge of God is a lifelong pursuit.
But many, really most, have chosen the heavily trampled broad path and do not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God. The substitutes for the knowledge of God abound materially, philosophically, educationally, and certainly in the spiritual realm. These substitutes are billed as the real thing, and any other outlook is ridiculed or viewed as behind the times.
But there is a grave consequence in failing to retain the knowledge of God. The text goes on to state, "He gave them over to a depraved mind." End quote. A depraved mind affects one's ability to make right judgments. A mind so clouded by sin that it is no longer able to make reliable moral judgments. At this stage, man has lost the desire and the ability to think clearly. He has lost his right mind and doesn't even know it. The result is a world that has left God out of the picture entirely. It is a society with all restraints removed, a culture devoid of all sense of right and wrong, where every man chooses what is, quote, right in his own eyes.
A depraved mind leads to depraved actions, quote, to do what ought not to be done, end quote. In so many areas, we see a shrugging off of God's laws and mankind doing what ought not to be done. Unless there is a massive return to God's ways, in other words, revival, this will only worsen.
Well, we call out to the faithful remnant that listen to our podcast today to earnestly seek the Lord. Let us be diligent in our retaining of the knowledge of God. May our godly knowledge be the filter through which all other information is approved or reproved.
Let's all pray together. Father, we want to be a people whose hearts and minds are one with yours. Through our diligent study and application of your living word, our thoughts and attitudes are formed. Keep us faithful to the truth of your knowledge. We stand in firm opposition to the world's substitutes, the acceptance and celebration of what you describe as sin. The world may dress it up, make it more appealing, and cover up the disastrous results it brings on the individual, his or her family, and society at large. Help us to read, retain, and regard your knowledge as our pattern for life. Amen.
Amen. We realize today's message has been a bit deeper than usual. It's not quite the normal type of messages that we prepare. And we do have some additional material up on the site today, both available as an online resource and several suggested books. I've also placed up several different versions of this particular verse that, to me, when I study, add additional insight when I study through different versions. All of this is on our website today for the message here we've prepared for Wednesday, June 18th, 2008. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. And that material is on the web on the main site today, but on the archive for as long as I'm able to keep them up on the archive. And they go back several years at this point. We also have several suggested songs today that we feel relate to the message, not as much as they do to some messages, but one that particularly came to mind is that great song called Knowing You, Jesus by Graham Kendrick. Well, thanks for joining us today. We are grateful to be followers of Jesus Christ, and we desire, Brooksie and I both, to retain the knowledge of God and to present it in our ministry.